2012 marks the 80th anniversary of the invention of the electric guitar, an event as momentous as the first moon landing and the isolation and identification of DNA. The very first electric guitar debuted in Wichita in 1932. Local musician Gage Brewer had vacationed in Los Angeles that summer, and a friend happened to work for the Rickenbacker Company. The company wanted to make the guitar loud enough to be heard with a big band. Brewer procured two prototype instruments, a standard six-string and a Hawaiian steel guitar, bringing them back to Wichita and giving a concert in October of that year. Brewer specialized in Hawaiian music, but I like to think of the ways in which all music was changed at that moment. The Hawaiian model evolved into the pedal steel guitar and became the most recognizable sound in Western swing and country music. The six-string, of course, was adapted by the big band players of the era, then bluesmen, and later the men and women of rock and roll. The volume and tone of this instrument shaped 20th century music irrevocably, and the future of all music as well. You can see the very instruments that launched this revolution on display at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.